you know, in England, we had a lot of influences in the market then that were trying to persuade us to buy records, because obviously Motown was going big. The Beach Boys were really popular in the UK. The Beatles obviously were huge, and they'd just done some very innovative and novel work with the Revolver album at the end of 65, and they were really riding high. So there was a lot of competition for the Four Seasons. Were you aware of that competition, and did you respond to it?
I never responded to it, but I was aware of it. I mean, I knew I had all the Beatle albums. I had all the... I bought a couple of the Beach Boy stuff, you know, My Vibration.
Good Vibrations.
Yeah, that was a wonderful record.
That really, I suppose that really set a tone of influence on your arranging. I mean, you obviously had the Four Seasons formula to go forward with, but by the time you got to late 1966, I mean, you did Tell It to the Rain.
Yes.
And that was a bit unusual because it was a new songwriters, wasn't it? Because it was Petrillo and Cefali.
Yes, it was. It was a friend of Frankie's.
And that was a really good single for the group. Really,
yes, it
well.
Was.
I mean, again, that's got a lot of innovative drum work and changes in pace. And
yeah,
was that something that you came up with, or was it a collective sort of?
It always was sitting with Bob Gaudio the night before and mapping it out. That's what I always did. I went to Bob Gaudio's house, and we would sit down and map out how the arrangement was going to go.
Right.
And it was interesting too, because that particular song was now. It was done with only a rhythm section. There wasn't a lot of horns and violins and stuff on that.
So the overdubs were not as tricky as they could have been, or were on some of the earlier tracks, because there was a lot of bouncing done, wasn't there? Bob Crew was famous for his bouncing tracks.
Yes, he was. He was that, and sometimes you had to hold them back because the level of sound would go a little bit. You know,
the sound quality would suffer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were working at this time still in Stay Phillips, were you in 66? Because
Stay Phillips and another place called Olmsted on 40th
Street. Yeah. Yeah. Now, we've got listings of where the tracks were done. We don't always know the place where. I mean, we don't have a listing for where Tell It to the Rain was done. So we don't
I think that was at Stay Phillips.
Yeah. And then that was in October, according to our information. We think that was recorded in October 1966 and came out in November.
Possibly,
and then,
yes.
And then in January you did Begging, which...
Yes.
It wasn't a huge track at the time, but it's been huge since, because obviously you know about its success in recent years, particularly in the club scene in Europe.
Right, okay.
So, was there anything special about that arrangement, that the rhythm track or anything that... Or is it just a fluke of timing that somebody in Europe decided to remix it?
I just think it was a fluke. I don't remember... All I remember, basically, is getting together with Gaudio.
Yeah.
Every session we did, I sat with him at the piano, that either the night or two nights before.